Jesus, our heart is full of thanksgiving unto thee, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us, Lord, already in this house, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the move of your Spirit. Thank you for, Master, great things that you have done in our lives, Holy Day God, even in the services that have gone so far this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the great blessing that you bless us with, Lord. Thank you for your visitation, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for deliverances. Thank you, Master, for healings. Thank you for the giving of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the working of your Spirit in the midst of your people. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful on today. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, like we used to say, even if we had gone home, Master, after the morning service, we have not come in vain, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we just pray that you help us, Lord Jesus, this evening service, Lord. Lord Jesus, it is your word that we want to rehearse, O Lord. Lord, and it is no secret what you can still do for us, Lord. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Help us the more, Master. Reveal yourself unto us, Master. Strengthen our faith in you, Master. Help us to have more confidence, more than ever before, Lord, in you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Be with us at the end of this service. Be with us every cause to glorify thy great Holy Day, Master. Be with your people everywhere. Be with your servants, Holy Day, God. Master, may you help your people, Master. Help your servants, help your people. Bless your people, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you. I think we can have our seat. Is our God good to us? Let us give a clap of faith to the Lord. God bless you. Our God is good to us. We thank God for the move of God in this local assembly. Is the Lord present in this local assembly? I'm 100% sure that the Lord is present in this place, and we are grateful to his holy name. God bless you, brethren. Thank you for your prayers for his servants. God bless you. Continue praying. God will grant all our heart desires in Jesus' name. God richly bless you. Let's take our hymn book and sing before we go. We just have very little topic to look at. So maybe we might even finish before the time. Hymn 68. Great is thy faithfulness.
Father.
Praise ye the Lord. Let us keep trusting our God, because our God is trustworthy. Our God is faithful. Our God is a true God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet as we take our Bible and read from the book of Genesis chapter 22, from verse 7 to 14. Genesis chapter 22, to conclude our sermon, Jehovah Jireh, from verse 7 to 14. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took a knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou art not withheld thy son, thy holy son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the month of the Lord it shall be seen. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So by the grace of God, we'll be concluding on this sermon this evening, or this afternoon, Jehovah Jireh. No? Rabbi preaches so many places. So we're just looking at few of the psalms. So last Wednesday, we saw that God appeared himself unto Abraham as Elohim. After that, we learned that God changed Abraham and Sarah, God changed them to young man and young woman again, until the king of the Philistine king, when they got together, wanted to marry Abraham. Abraham gave his wife up, says, She's my sister. And the king took her to marry her. You see? But the promise of God was with that woman, that she will give birth to a son for Abraham. God did not fold his hand to say, Hey, so Abraham can do this. God knew that will happen. Praise the Lord. God knew that will happen, and God has taken care of that before it happened. Praise the Lord. So God said it. He said, Abimelech, you are nothing but what? A dead man. You have taken somebody's wife. Because God, you see, let us have grace to trust this God. That whatever he says, Rabban says, God will bankrupt heaven. That for his word to do what? To fail. Praise the Lord. Even Abraham was not thinking about the promise at this time, as we will say. He had already given his wife out. Let them have him, so that they don't kill me. But God himself stepped in. Said, this will not happen. Because God's promise was with that woman and Abraham. So God stepped in, and God stayed the hand of Abimelech from touching Sarah. Praise the Lord. So God dealt with Abraham for that. But then, God will not allow his promise to fail. Praise ye the Lord. So, from there, we learn that Rabbi taught us that God doing that, showing to us what is going to do to Abraham's seed. That at the resurrection will be young again. Praise ye the Lord. So let's continue, so that we don't spend too much time. Now, this child Isaac was born. And according to God's promise, what the covenant that God had with Abraham, Isaac was circumcised on the eighth day. The child continued to grow. And when Isaac was 15 years old, God gave Abraham a test. Praise the Lord. We all know the story. God asked Abraham, he said, this son that I promised, that I said, by him, you will be father to many nations. Go and take him and kill him. For a burnt sacrifice at the mountain that I will show to you. Let me read some things. Okay, let's go to 570810. 570810. Paragraph 48. 570810. That is Jehovah Jireh. Paragraph 48. Then when the little boy is about 15 years old, little curly hair, the little baby brown eyes, how that mama loved that little fellow. But you know, God said, there is going to be some people over about Ibadan, in Nigeria, in Ibadan, sometimes that is going to be in a healing service, and I want to show them people that I keep my promise. And I have got their father Abraham here, and I'm going to prove it by him that I keep my promise. Now I give him the name of Abraham and told him he was the father of nations. And I give him a little boy, and he's about 120 years old now. And I said unto you that God told Abraham to take that little boy up and destroy him, kill him. Why? He was killing the very hope of ever being a father of nations, his only son. And he was about 115, and had waited 100 years to get the son. Take him up and kill him. Where now? Abraham didn't want to tell Sarah. Praise the Lord. But God, Sister Sarah might not take it easy. Sister Sarah might not understand. So Abraham took silently, he told her that we are going for worship. Let's continue. Because you know, the women just don't understand sometimes like that. Especially the mama. So he said, in the morning we are going up to worship. So he saddled up some mule and took some servants and put some wood on the mule and went 3 days' journey. Okay. Now let's jump. Okay. Paragraph 49b now. Look how David cried over the city. Look how Joseph was sold almost for 30 pieces of silver and rejected by his brethren, loved by his father, and everything. Just perfectly a portrayal of Christ, showing that Christ will, so that Christ will be to the cross. After the cross, now, he showed that Christ was. Everything pointed that way to the cross. Everything this way point back to the cross. The cross opened the way, redemption only through the cross. And notice, he laid the wood upon little Isaac's back. And Isaac packed the wood up the hill, the very wood that that he would die on. God put his wound upon his son back and packed him up the hill, packed the cross up the hill that he was going to die on it. But I love this. Read it when you get to this 22nd chapter of Genesis. He said, you stay here. Why to the servants? Why the boy and I go yonder to worship, and the boy and I shall return. Praise the Lord. He knew he was going to kill this boy. That is what God said he should do. When they got to the mountain and he saw the mountain afar off, he told the servants, you stay here. I and the lad will go to the mountain to worship. And I and the lad will return back to you. How is he going to do it? Praise the Lord. He knew that God has already said that this boy, through him, he will be what? The father of nations. Now this says God is going to destroy this same testimony that he had. He knew that he received him as a figure from the dead. And he knew that God that gave it to him, even if he killed him, he is able to do what? To raise him up. Praise the Lord. That is how Abraham believed God. Even if he asked me to kill this boy, I know he's God. He has the power, the ability to raise this boy up. Praise the Lord. So he told the servants, you stay there. I and the Lord will go to worship the Lord. And we will come back again to you. Positive confession. May God help us. Positive what? Confession. He knew what he was going to do, but he had faith in God that this time will come back. And he confessed it. He said it openly to the servant that this time will come back. When we are prayed for, we have been taught, we should confess positively. No matter the circumstances around us, no matter what the situation around us is, we should confess positively. Never be negative. May God help us. You can see Abraham here, the father of faith. Even though he knew he was going to kill the boy, but he said, we are coming back again. May God help us. Oh my, bless your heart. Oh, look at the faith he had. He had been put to the test. He had been tried. He knew what he was talking about. He is going up to cut the throat of his son. But he said, the boy and I shall return. Amen. When the knife in his belt that will cut his own son's throat. But Abraham said, I received him in the figure as one from the dead. I was persuaded that God will raise him up from the dead. Praise the Lord. God said so. Go do it. God said, by his stripes you are healed. Believe it. God said, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe it. He said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall never come to the judgment. Pass from death unto life. Believe it. Certainly, God said so. If you are Abraham's seed, you will do what? Believe it. Praise the Lord. May I say this once again this afternoon? Whatever you have come to ask God for this afternoon, believe it. God will not come to just entertain us. God doesn't come to entertain you, us to know that. God doesn't perform miracle because he just wants to perform it. He performs miracle because he promised it. Whatever we have asked God for, let us believe God. He is the Lord. What is it that God cannot do? Can somebody tell me? We are coming. Praise ye the Lord. So, and he said, the boy and I shall return. How is he going to return?
What? When he is going to kill him, the little Isaac went up the hill bearing his cross, and it was a foreshadow of Christ. Got up there. Imagine how that old father with that lovely, beautiful little boy. Think, mother, what is it that or dad? What it will be to your boy? And he took the wood off of the Isaac's shoulder. He fixed him a big rock, and he laid the wood on there. Got the fire and fixed the sacrifice block all right, and put the fire on it. The little Isaac kind got suspicious, and he said, "Father," and he said, "Here am I." He said, "Here is the altar, and here is the fire. Here is the wood. Well, but where is the sacrifice?" Let's listen. Where is the sacrifice? Oh man, I believe Abraham was a mute at that time. Abraham might not know what to say. He was a mute at that time, but God spoke through him. He said, "My son, God will provide a sacrifice for himself." Amen. God will provide for himself a sacrifice. That is the reason he's called Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. He is God that meets the needs of the minutes. Praise the Lord. Oh man. So he caught his own little boy, pulled his hand behind him. Isaac not making a move or asking any question, obedient to death, just as Christ was. Tied his hand behind him, tied his feet, and laid him upon the rock. Brushed back his little curl out of his face. Reached down and he got the real sharp knife. He met it. He was not playing drama. He was not displaying. He was not being hypocritical about it. Abraham met it. Of course, if he didn't mean it, God will know. Do you believe that? If he didn't mean it, God knows. So he met it. He knew that I'm going to kill this boy, and God will raise him up again. Praise the Lord. So he got reached down and he got that really sharp knife. Look up toward the heaven. Pull his throat back. Raise his knife to take his life. And about that time, the Holy Spirit caught his hand and said, "Abraham, stay your hand. I know that you love me, for thou will not prevent me from having your only son." About that time, a ram bleated, hooked in the wilderness by his own. Now, not a hare, but a ram, speaking of Christ. Praise the Lord. So he met it, and he was about killing the boy, when the Lord said, "Hold your hand. Don't do any harm to that lamb." And a ram bleated. Then God said to him, "Go and take that ram and offer him up for a sacrifice instead of his son." Then who is that? Who is that lamb and ram? Let's read some quotes about the ram before we continue. Let us read from Jehovah Jireh. 550202. Jehovah Jireh 550202. Let's read first from paragraph 25. 550202, paragraph 25. Okay, let me just continue reading. Going back now to our test of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. Abraham, I just love to speak of Abraham because it was Abraham to whom the covenant was made. The promise was made to Abraham. You've not gotten it. Okay. Abraham, I just love to speak of Abraham because it was Abraham to whom the covenant was made. The promise was made to Abraham, and not only to Abraham, but to his seed after him. Not his seeds, because he had many sons, but only to one seed, which come through Isaac. Through Isaac came Christ. We being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's seed, and are heirs according to the promise. And I believe sensibly that I can prove by the Bible that the seed of Abraham are those who have been born again of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Because Christ lives in the believer. That's right. You have Abraham's seed when you have the Holy Ghost. That is right. It was through that promise. And now the promise wasn't made to give to you by your own goodness. It was God's election and calling that brought you to it. Nothing you ever done to merit it. You never sought after God. God sought after you and gave it to you on the basis of sovereign grace. Nothing in the world that you could do. Nothing you could do about it. Praise the Lord. And let's go to paragraph 60. The same sermon, paragraph 62. 62. If you see it first. Paragraph 62. Paragraph 62, yes. It says that, and he looked, and he took the ram, and slew it in his son's place. Who was that ram? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. It wasn't a vision. The ram wasn't a vision. It was a real ram. He picked it up and killed it. The blood ran out of it. Hallelujah. You see it? It was the real ram. God spoke it into existence in 1 minute. It was took out for his sacrifice the next minute. God can do all things. He can meet the crucial moment. He can provide when there is no other way to do it. It's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide himself. How are you going to get well? When the doctor said you can't, he is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide the healing. Praise ye the Lord. Now let's go to same Jehovah Jireh 640404. Part 3. 640404, part 3. Jehovah Jireh. 198. All right. And Abraham laid him upon the earth. You can imagine taking his little curly hair and roll it back out of his face. And his little brown eye looking up like that. And his little lip quivering. See, that big blade knife come out of his father's, thick of a father. Laid his little head back and pulled that throat back so he could stab him through the throat with this knife. Oh, in obedience to God, no matter what it looked like, he said, I receive him as one from the dead. God is able to raise him up, raise back the knife and start it. And the Holy Spirit caught his hand, said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. He said, stay your hand. Said, I know that you love me and trust me now. See that you wouldn't even, you would give me your only son. And just about that time, there was a ram hooked there by his horn in the wilderness behind him. I want to ask you something, brother, sister. Where did that ram come from? Look. You are back there 3 days journey. It was back there 3 days journey from civilization in the wilderness, where there is lion, jackal, and all kind of wild dogs and beasts and things back there will kill that ram right now. And look, In his way up on the way on up top of the mountain where there is no water, and he had picked up rocks all around there, making this altar. And the ram wasn't there, but when God needed one, there it was. And it wasn't a vision. He stabbed it, and the blood ran out of it. It died. God spoke it into existence this minute, and Abraham took it out of existence the next minute. See, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide for himself a lamb. The impossible for the ram to be there. If anybody knows about sheep in a jungle, in the wilderness like that, in there were all the wild animals and scavengers things, back in there will kill that ram right now. It couldn't exist back there. And here, up on top of the mountain where there is no water, no grass, no nothing up there. He wasn't there a few minutes before that. And just in a moment that God needed that ram, there it was. He spoke it into existence. Just like he had appeared to him down there, Elohim. He needed a body. He needed a body to come down to trust him. So he just gathered up some cosmic light and the petroleum and so forth and stepped into it. See, he is God. That is the way he will do you. After you are no more than a spoonful of ashes in the dust, he will still speak. And you will be there. He will call your name and you will answer. The seed of Abraham, that promise fulfilled. Notice it was a ram. Now, if you got just a minute longer, I would like to explain this. You know, the other night I left it alone. I have never even explained it to my church. Remember, when he confirmed that sacrifice, confirmed that covenant with him, taking a she-goat, took a heifer, which is she-calf, and split them in two, and took a ram. Now remember, when the royal seed of his faith, remember, it wasn't a she, it was a he. It was a he, the promise is fulfilled. Notice a ram, he met to meet the world. He is the word. That ram, not a sheep. They were offered first. Remember Genesis 15. The sheep, they was the first one down. Then he took a ram. Ram was the last. He, ram, the provided word. Not the she goat, the organization, the church. See, not the she, the church, but he, the ram. Amen. That is the reason he was born in April. Now, paragraph 208. He was born like all lambs are. He was born in springtime. And he had to be born under the ram because he was a ram. And the ram was April exactly. He was born under that ram. That is what he was. He was God's ram. That was him up there that took Isaac's place. Amen. Don't you see it? Praise ye the Lord. That was he right there. He was the ram that took Isaac's place. The Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. Jehovah Jireh. You can see, the other time I was talking that not only is he the provider, he will provide for himself a lamb. And he provided himself this ram for sacrifice. Praise the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ is our provided sacrifice for everything that we need. Not just that God will provide, he's our provided sacrifice for everything that we need. You need salvation? It's our Jehovah Jireh. You need healing? It's our Jehovah Jireh. You need anything? It's the Lord that will provide that thing, because he has become our provided sacrifice. He has been made sacrifice for us to meet all our needs that are in the promise of the living God. Praise the Lord. I believe we should trust this God. For whatsoever we are passing through, let our faith be strong in the Lord. Don't let us be like a jellyfish Christian that we waver in holding on to God's promise and standing upon God's promise. Even when you are dying, you can say that the Lord is my healer. May God help us. May God help me too. We all need this faith. That whatsoever the situation, the Lord is my healer. The Lord is my help. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He has made sacrifice for me for everything that I need. And I know he will do it once it is according to his promise. I know he's going to do it. May God help us. Let us stand on our feet. Let us be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua, when over the river, God pointed the way. Can you remind me of the 181 prophecy? God has done so much for us. See, what we just need is revelation to stand on his promises and stand unmovable, no matter the situation. Yes, yes, yes.
Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth unto us. Your prophet has told us that the sermon on the day of Pentecost was just about 15 minutes, and yet it accomplished your purpose. Lord, while Peter was yet speaking in the house of Cornelius, before the end of the service, you have achieved your purpose. Lord, it is we that look at time. You do things the way you please. We are grateful for this great blessing we have received. Lord, through your word that you have just had. Dear Father, Lord, sometimes you walk in some unusual ways like this, and yet your purpose is accomplished because it can never be defeated. Lord, in the course of this service, a question was thrown to us whether there is something that you cannot do. We know that you can do all things. Only you cannot lie. Only you cannot fail. Everything that you have promised in your word, you are big enough to accomplish every bit of them because you have enough resources to perform everything. We thank you. Dear Jesus, as we have been admonished, help us to keep believing. Drive away doubt and unbelief from us. Take away fear from us. All double-mindedness take away from us. Give us sound faith, Heavenly Father, to hold to your unchanging hand. No man has ever trusted you before and was disappointed because you are not a disappointment. Lord Jesus, give us that faith, Lord. Help us, dear Father, that Lord will follow you on daily basis, every hour, every minute, every second, believing your word, confessing your word, standing on your promises. Help every one of us, dear Father. And as we see you, glorify yourself in our life, manifest your glory in our life, give us grace to testify. Thank you, dear Father. This portion you have fed us with, may the Holy Ghost water it, Lord. May it grow inside of us. May it bring forth its fruits in hundredfold to the glory of your name. Bless your servant that you have used, and recall him, dear Father, little the horn of his ministry. The servant that went to Bakatari, you pray that after he has finished bringing back safely. Lord, your servant that went to Abeokuta, which perhaps will be on his way, bring him back safely. Lord, our dear brother Joseph that has something to attend to, may you help him, dear Father, and grant him success in the purpose of his way now. Thank you for all this, Lord. The blessings of the entire day. Lord, may we see your glory throughout the week. May we see manifestations. May we see your blessings. May we see your victories. May the enemy be ashamed, dear Father. On daily basis, this week, give us new testimonies. Thank you, Eternal Father. May you be with students, be with workers, be with business people. Prosper the works of the hands of your people. Every day, the sick one, may they be well, dear Father. May they see improvement on daily basis, hourly basis, dear Father. We pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will pitch their tent with them, Lord. And may the angel of the Lord follow them to their homes, Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. If we are still here by Wednesday, may you bring us again for more of your blessing. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your name. Take us home safely. Grant us journey mercies. Those trekking, those going with public transport, those going with private vehicles, whichever means we are going, may your angel take us home safely. Give us a peaceful and wonderful night rest, Lord. Thank you, blessed Savior. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. It's necessary that we admonish the mothers to take care of their little ones. I don't think it's an announcement that needed to be made, but we are seeing that it's necessary. I think some of the children used to roam about when, if your child is a minor that can't take care of himself, It should sit next to you and inside. He can't cross you out without saying specifically where he or she is going. If it is toilet, use eye to follow the one to the toilet. That's if he can use the toilet by himself or herself. If not, you take the child there and then follow the child back. But if he can go and do it himself or herself, use eye to follow. If 3 minutes you expect the child out, you don't see, you go and trace the child. May the Lord be our help. Because when it is at this stage now, but if another thing, if you come everybody's, I understand one child really went far this afternoon, other people have to bring the child here. In this current day of kidnapping, if they call you and say that if you are looking for a child, go and bring 3 million. How many million do you have? May the Lord be our help. God bless you. Let's leave it that way. I think today we get bonuses. We have bonuses today, isn't it? More money afternoon, bonus. I know that you go and look, you say, how is today like this? That's the way it pleases the Lord. So, you know that it means that we can make it short. But once in a while, when the Lord make it long, then let's adjust our mind also. Hymn number 61. Hymn number 61. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved.